Need some music, need some music, I need some music, need some music, music, music. Where is it? Where is it? Do 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 do. Blues? This is blues. Okay. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Lab. It's Monday. Another week. Oh, I was knocked over my coffee. Yikes. Having cheese? A protein? It's like a weird protein. It's a chicken breast, trail mix, cheese, and grapes. Interesting. It's got high protein. Like I need more protein. Yeah. Need more. What? No. Yeah. Protein's good for you. It depends. Too much of anything is not good, but then body do need it. So, what's happening? Well, the model's almost finished. I have to go spec out some LEDs. I'm gonna see how big it is. Originally, the headlights, unfortunately, has three, and they're like the new like LED type, three on each side. So I'm like, oh, no, I gotta get those micro. Originally, I just want to pull one. I'm like, no, I think I have to get the micro LEDs. And I gotta cut the piece out in the back, and somehow build maybe aluminum, like a really thin sheet of aluminum, a little cap, and put the LED in there so they don't get burnt off. So I have to spec those, get something like that. Then I gotta get the red ones, but red ones easy. You can just take I still have a ruby lift. Cover, you can just cover it up to get red. I'm hoping that when I put the LED arrays in series, it works out that I could just use one AA battery or a LiPo battery with a recharging unit. I'm like, interesting. I'll forget it. But it's almost finished. Just need lighting. That's it. Might have to put the interior lights or the like a LED reflection. Is it refract or reflect? I think it's refract. Bouncing off surfaces to the driver. So the interior should light up a tiny bit. So that'll be fun. I'm finished. And I'm gonna mount it. That's the part. I have a switch. I can just turn it on. Turn it off. Now find a way to make the charger to link to where the fuel intake is on the 4GT. Cut a hole with a cap on it. Say, oh. That'd be fun. That's it. The next one, I'm not buying a model. No. Diecast. That's it. The one I'm working on now, I do the flat black on everything. Damp a little bit chrome brush down, so it looks a little rustic. My thought is that 4GT, say 20 years later, after the first 4GT Le Mans ran, it was a 2000 something, I forgot. So it's like 20 years, 30 years down the road. Like, you don't see a lot running. So a person who had it for a long time, put it in a garage, put it somewhere, and it's been sitting there just collecting dust and all that stuff. So it's been a little rusty. So my thing was that you took it out. The person decided to take it out, pull it back together, you know, scratch it off, or doesn't matter, and just like make sure it works, all that stuff, and get always repainted afterwards. So it's basically a raw version of the Le Mans 4GT. That's what I like, you know, like bodies. It's fiberglass, but I put the chrome for a reason, because it reflects off any color you apply it on. You can put a wrap. What's underneath is totally different, right? It's almost like iridescent. So that's why I wanted to at first. So I thought about that on my MDX. It's old school. Old MDX. What about that? No? It would be great if I put kind of a painted chrome, then take some wrap that's like almost transparent and pull it over. But now I'm like, no. It's staying black. No paint chips, no nothing, just black. Maybe tiny bit of spark, but it's going to be black. That's it. But no, that'd be a cool idea though. Have chrome with body and just put some other transparent color. I put the first color in there, then put the second color in there. So wrap it like twice with each color, then wrap the clear cover, clear coat, whatever, twice. So you get six. And depends on where you see it in the sun, you get this dual color thing. That'd be kind of cool. If it works, if somebody can figure that one out, like, wow, holy cow. Anyway, bypass all that. So, what else is new? Anyway. Okay. I woke up at 6, so, well, actually 7. It's really 7. My mind is thinking 6. It's really 7. So, grab some coffee. Aloha. Oh, I have to say mahalo, right? Somebody came in and says, aloha. Mahalo. You got to the hang 10 sign. Oh, mahalos, thank you. I forgot. It's been a long time. Yeah, so anyway, I was watching YouTube at 7 o'clock. I'm like, let me Let me see. I'm just curious. How many people put the image of supposedly part of the video, but that's not in there? How many people do that for clickbait? I'm just like, let's see. Tons and tons, and now you can scroll, mouse over, and get scroll through the video before you actually click on it. And 10, babe. And 10, man. Yes. So it's just starting to look at it. Like, what? How do you regulate that? Like, people put, you know, the hero image, I guess that's what, I don't know what they call it, the front image, and it's not part of that video. How do you regulate that? Could AI regulate that? But do you want AI to regulate YouTube or social media? I mean, is it already done by AI, you know? So should we ban these people? It's like, I don't know. Now I'm thinking, like, you know, if Elon buys Twitter, he's going to keep Twitter like open. So should all the social media be completely open? Or did you still need somebody there say, flag it, or this is dangerous or something? No, feel it. You can still feel it. Does it feel it? If you're off days, yeah, no, 18, whatever. Or if you can't handle it or whatever. You can't handle. Can you handle this video? Like, no, just warning. A warning before you click. Then you click. But you know what? People will click anyway. So maybe shouldn't be regulated. It does affect a lot. It affects you. If you see certain things, certain videos that you have seen it in real person, it's totally different reaction when you sit behind a desk looking through the screen. Just the mindset is totally different. So how do you regulate real life? You know, it happens like, and some people say, oh my God, 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 and it can stop, right? That's the reaction. I have no idea how many times when driving, some guys it's like, oh man, I've seen the mirrors, like, man, that guy's gonna crash, it's going too fast, or just noticed that it cutting cut out. It's like, just not back off. It's like, go, get out of here. But then I see the accent, I'd be like, no, my reaction is just, whoops, bad day. For those guys, you know, if I call the video, I'm like, okay, I gotta stop. Till the police come, and that hasn't happened yet. I haven't called it. I've called close calls, and right? When I was younger, like, I would have, like, my heart would beat. Now I'm just like trying to look what they're doing. It's like trying to see if there's a car behind me. Next to me or something, in case I have to move away, and it just becomes automatic. If they crash, I can swerve without anybody else. So my reaction is like, stay calm, right? But not everybody's like that. And now I'm thinking, do people actually react like that? The way they do real life, when they watch video. So maybe videos shouldn't be consumed at all, or was a good teaching tool. So for me, yes, I thought, like, if I watch car crashes a lot, I can see things happening. It's like, oh, you can back off. And it actually helped a lot when I saw those things. People only do stupid things. Like, there's a traffic. Then you pass on the right side, you know, cars come in, making turns at the light, and you're going to hit it. Right? So maybe you shouldn't pass it on the right side if you cannot see in front of you. So if you're going to do it, slow down and see anybody else doing something. Like anybody's doing, it's going to get in your way. Like, so that's a teaching tool from watching videos. So there's just, man, I don't know. I think just my thinking is that just let it go. Don't even put warning signs. Like, you see something you don't like, just shut it off. But other people can shut it off. Well, just let them see it. Just like the old days. I hear people talk about this stuff. Talk about it. Never happened. Never heard about it. If it really happened. You know, when you're young, when I was young, when we were young, there were only TV. Right? Most of the time, you spend outside doing something. Or you do stupid things. No, there's an old saying, old story, like tell, I guess people, kids tell, whatever, or parents tell kids. It's like, sneak a cigarette. Or your teenager, sneak a cigarette from parents. And parents found out. So in teaching you, they make you smoke the whole pack. So that's my thing is, it's like, if you watch enough of this, maybe get drawn down, like, oh, no, maybe I shouldn't be watching this at all. And there's a draw, of course. And same thing with all these Facebook, like, posts and stuff, or the Twitter posts. There's a addiction. But then if you overdo it at some point, I guess not everybody, but majority of people just get bored of it. Like, oh, I gotta do something else. I can't be sitting here all day doing this. Just like video games. I get sick of it. Why? I get sick of it. I can't stand it. After like 1 hour, just like, oh, I need to get out of there. Jeez, eyes killing me. Need to do something else. But there are people just, they can stay on it until they're dead. And I hear the stories like that. Especially the ones in those video game parlor hotels. Oh, they call it parlors, but they're actually hotels in Asia. Especially there's one in Taiwan. A few of them in Taiwan, actually. A few in Japan. And there are a few in, you know, mostly in Asia. No, they have it here. But not in a hotel. They have shopping malls, these game center. You can just go there. I see kids going there. They don't come out until late. No, like a few hours later, they're back. They come out. They go. They get that. They get that. Right, the feeling. You can see it. Just they're just zoned out. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. Technology and stuff. it's hard. And I can see it. I can see the techs to support people of these media companies. I can see why they're stressed out on that stuff. Wasn't there like a lawsuit? They just like few lawsuits from employees of TikTok or something, or I don't know, Facebook. They made them watch like crazy stuff, disturbing things. You know, this is exactly like the soldiers we send overseas. When they come back, they don't like get out. Say, shell shock. What would we call a shell shock back then? No, they call PTSD. So how do you treat that? Now we have video game or computers, or I'll say the screen PDA. No, what's PDHD? PDHD, Police Department High Definition. No, PTSD. Now we have PTSD on the screen, blue screen, from interaction, from the metaverse. Metaverse comes out. Well, metaverse has been around for a long time. It's different. You're stuck, right, in the screen. And eventually you get stuck in the goggles. Like, what's the remedy of that? It's like, well, we can do stuff in natural space, but people would do something in a garden, and it's like, I need my fix. So what's the unfix of that? Do you just unplug someone? I mean, for me, that's the best way. Like, light bright says, when you say aloha, and I thought about saying, if I get sick of internet and stuff, I'm gonna go Hawaii. I'm gonna go surfing. Go live on a hammock somewhere of two palm trees with a longboard. I'm not gonna go the little boards, speed boards, with the longboards, and live off the trucks where they sell, I don't know, fried chickens and whatever. Then just surf for a week and go back home and be like, fresh. Right? Not many people can do that. Not many people can just walk away. And that's the thing. How do you walk away? It's tough when you think about it. Hard. And with I don't know. There's so much information. And it never ends, because I'm only talking about social media. Wait till you find out the other stuff underneath, where they go. And I'm not talking dark web yet. That's totally another stuff. And you go through Reddit, go through all these boards, and now you got the Substack. It just tons of information that you can I'm having a trouble today with words. So part of me, so it just, you got all this information in your head, just coming. And it's cool, all that. But where do you release of that information? I mean, for me, it was this podcast. Naturally, you release a lot of stuff in my head. It just keeps circling. Like, I need to let it out. I don't even listen to what I'm talking about. It'll be total, complete gibberish. But it doesn't matter. For me, it just comes out. It comes out. I'm hoping that some people will like it or listen to it or not. It doesn't matter to me. The stuff comes out, right? I get a lot of info. I need to get it out. Like the one with the cliff on it, with the black ghost stuff. And, well, not the black ghost stuff. Black ghost came from somewhere else. I knew about it. But I also had a feeling that, I don't think that thing's compatible with us. You try to do something. If it gets in your body, whatever, it would try to do something and it would not work. It just feels like that thing needs another component or something to make it work. From my understanding, from reading everything. But then there are people who talk about it and it's like, oh my God, this AI stuff is getting your body and they're going to make it into a Borg. Like, I don't think so. So sitting reading the five things he's talking about and all these things, and then reading somebody else's thing, just say it's butting against each other. All good info, but they're butting against each other. But if you dig enough long, like deep enough, now it becomes just too much. First, it was two person butting against each other, two parties. Now you got multiple people butting against each other. Well, different point of view. So some will fit in, some will butt in against. Yeah, I don't know. It changes your perception on everything else. Then you become like, become like a little distance from, like, wait a second. And sometimes we'll go, like, wait a second, that person said this. What do you think? Start getting into that, what I call the tennis match. Do, 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 do. Back and forth. And you get excited because you instigate this whole conversation. Yeah, how do you get away from that? That's what social media does. That's what Facebook does. Believe it or not, people argue. People have arguments, and you jump in. Your friends have arguments. That was the original. Or around your friends, you have this argument. Or you go out into subjects, have arguments. But all of a sudden, your conversation, private conversation, can be fueled by public. Unless you say, this is not public. But for some reason, Facebook opened that. Well, I know the reason why they did that. Now, all of a sudden, everybody can get in on it. And that's terrible. Like, hey, man, it's between us. So what? We're arguing. We're friends. We know. We just arguing like friends. Why do you butt in for it? Right. Before the internet, it happened on the streets and stuff, but usually, we'll say, hey, this is not your conversation. And people walk away. I think because of the internet, you can hide behind your avatar. This is my force shield. You can penetrate whatever, but this watching that force shield, this is almost like a decoy. My avatar is my decoy. I can say whatever I want with this person, but if you meet me in person, I won't talk like that. Why? It's different. So, well, there is a component from person to person. A lot of people don't understand it when I say, but I think Clubhouse knows. I know a few people who follow the what you call woo stuff. I call the ether stuff, universal stuff. Not universal, but universe stuff. When you talk to somebody, and your intention is, it actually transfers to that person. In close range, you can transfer your intentions if you hopefully is all good when you say it, and they'll be like, "Oh, that's," it becomes different. The other person receives it, oh, and the frequency, the way you say it. But in text, I knew this for a long time. When somebody texts me, like, "How do I know you? You're not making a face in front of me when you say that." Right? How do I know you're not paying attention, right? Or you're doing something else? What's your feeling? I mean, you could do emojis, but at some point, emojis doesn't translate that person's intentions when they say certain things. So text is like, right? Speculation every time. I speculate what everybody's thinking. You can pretend in your head, like, oh, I'll be laughing. And then from memory of the person, how they act, and your brain conjures up this, that person probably is doing this. And there's a mental image of it. And that's the draw. That's the addiction. Believe it or not. And the tech people, social techs, they found that out a long time ago. Especially AOL, man. Back in the AIM days. AOL instant message, they started that. And they found out. Like, oh, that's a draw. Ooh, can get more money. Or you can get more people sign up. Ooh, can put more ads in there. And sell. Become a consuming thing. And our culture is consuming. Really, it is. Think about it. I just watched the video, like, you know, before I started this whole podcast, of all the vending machines around the world. I knew half of them already because I bought some stuff, especially in Japan. Like, you can buy beer, you can buy whiskey, you can buy the D whiskey, Suntory, which is in the, you know what movie, with Bill Murray, Suntory. So you can buy it. You can buy a whiskey shot. It's a little can. You can buy beer. You can buy soda. You can buy the sports drinks, the flavored drinks. You can buy water. Special type. There's so many types of water. You can buy a cup of noodles. It will come out hot. I didn't try the pizza yet. I think that's new. Or maybe it's not. I haven't got a chance to try it. There was a machine years ago. And I think I was still living in New Jersey, one of the shopping mall, like pizza thing, and they broke down. I never got it. I'm like, screw that. There's tons of pizzeria around. You don't need it. But I'd like to try it. Right, they have these vending machines, and you know, Japan, they have t-shirts. There's a used panty. Vending machine. Was like, what? And there's a, now there, I saw one with a, there's some crazy stuff, you know, like, whoa. Now you can buy, like Dubai, you can buy gold, you can buy laptops. And you can buy phones in front of Fendi Mission. Like, whoa. Well, phones are new. Phones are new. You can call gold? Gold? Like, holy cow. 1/10 ounce. 2 ounce. What's more? Like, a little bigger bar or something. Jeez. Wow. I need gold. I got a business thing where I have to pay from gold. Let me go to the Fendi machine and get some gold and have this whatever. Can have this deal finished. Because the other party is like, we don't take no paper money. We don't take no plastic. We want gold. Now you can do that in Dubai. Holy cow, right? So, for me to tell you all this, just from one video, right? Man, unbelievable. I don't even have to be there, but I've been there. Been to some of them. Been to Japan with those vending machines. I've been to Asia with those vending machines. But I've never been to Dubai with a gold bar vending machine. And there's some like Bitcoin here, around here, where I live. I haven't been to that one either. Like this. But for me to tell you that, virtual signaling, that's another addiction. Virtual signaling. I know more than you do. And if you see, if you go on YouTube, you can see repeated videos. Each channel is like, it's just a cut. Hello, welcome to you will say stuff like that, right? And they're presenting. Nothing is bad, but everybody's doing the same voice. At some point, we just, well, same video. Wait, that person did the same video. And here's the original. So you got stole off. So, oh no, it's like, I forgot what they said. It's like, just like when you play music, but you don't, if you don't sell anything for your videos, it's okay. It's fair use or something. Yeah, fair use. So they would say, yes, it's fair use. No, you can see the comments. It's like, hey, this is the original video. You didn't give whatever. It's like, no, but I claim a fair use. And it's like, okay. So now, then we get this person did this. Hey, let me repeat it so for myself so I can get some likes. Is that virtual signaling or not? So there's this crazy interactions stuff. Older people are in here, in there now. It's too late. I don't know if it's too late, but the future generations, do we need to teach them about this? So they get a heads up. Okay, maybe we shouldn't. Or a limit, right? A lot of parents don't do that. You know, like when I give away one of my old iPads, I say, hey, you know, I always tell them just parental. You say, so you're giving kids? Okay. Give to kids. Just a parental thing. It's like they only allowed from this time to that time and slot. Tell them all the time. Think the parents listen? It's like, they're like, oh, no, that's bad. Oh, my God, check this out. They're so. Mine's like, oh, I got this cool thing. They're not listening. I'll say that's more than half. lots of people who get the new device. And we got the whole society got so used to that. Check my device, right? This is the only device. Like, now you got the cars. Like, check my car, right? Engine, check my engine. And all sorts of stuff. But nobody said, hey, check out my cooking. You like my cooking? How about my coffee? Check out my coffee. Yeah, this is great. The only person I know who does this gourmet coffee thing is Flanagan. Mr. Flanagan from Chromex. It's a friend. Well, his brother. I don't know if his brother does it, but he does his gourmet thing on Instagram all the time. It's funny. It's Chemex. Chemex drip. I have a different system, but I do the drip too. It's good stuff, right? Yeah, it's good coffee. Then I switch on my Illy's machine. It's like, let me put a capsule in there. Like the one I'm drinking now. This is a... Yeah, I'm going off subject. Illy's Longo. Espresso Longo. So it's... They give you a little more, so you can have a little more. So it's like 2 cups worth of coffee. That in one, my 2 cup mug. It's great. Love it. Love Illy's. Doesn't have a lot of flavor, but it's got the... That, I don't know, I can't explain it. When it hits your tongue, it's like, smooth. It's better than espresso because it has more, they have more, at least have more like caffeine, just a tiny bit. But anyway, just gonna keep going. Yeah, so there's no videos. Hey, check out my, there's some good things. But mostly, it's all like bad stuff. Or like, check this out, I'm doing this. And there's some really cool things here. Then there's something else. There isn't, but there's great music on there. And but they're repeated too. Like this one we're listening to. This is from YouTube. Whiskey Blues. It just, they... in a different sequence, and somebody else, another channel comes in, something blues, and they use the same exact playlist and just DJ differently. It's like, oh, so it's a repetitive. This is something with the repetitive that changes. Also changes your perception of things. You know, like some people will, especially politicians, you know, they want you to do something. They'll repeat it. Or they will repeat until somebody does it. Then it's like, okay, next. So people who, I wouldn't say lie, but people want their intentions to for you to do something that they want, they will repeat. So repetitive also changes your perception. It also changes your psyche, right? So how do you get fresh new stuff? It's like if you're stuck on YouTube, you just go, oh, let me go find something else. But aren't you better off? Like, get off your butt and learn how to play an instrument. Learn how to play the blues on guitar. Or on bass. Do upright bass. Or learn the drums. Or go find records. And just listen to it without internet. Listen to the get MP3 files. Or make them into MP3. I would say make them into a WAV file, which is better. lossless WAV files and just listen. Records is the best because it teaches you something about records, which is timeless. Well, it is that it teaches you patience. You have a better enjoyment. It's like, oh, you're doing something. I think the kids are finding that out. You when you actually do something, do that. You made this happen. It's like, oh, ooh, this is better than just click on something, constantly click and swipe. Right? It's amazing. It's a great tool we have. Internet, but there's, I think we're still students of it. We're still the kindergarten of it, even though it came out, it was 70s, 80s, late mid 80s. And Al Gore did not invent internet. It's not him. It's US military defense contractors that did with the colleges. Or different colleges. If Steve Jobs is still around, he will tell you about it. The old machines. The telex. Started from telex, then it came something else. So, all of that. All these years, 30 years, 40 years, we're still kindergartens. We need 1,000 years and the internet before we get to a point like, okay, we gotta put limits on something. And we gotta put something else, but we cannot control it to the point where just everybody's just this, right? The same thing with I'm thinking about chips, right? What they're gonna do with chips, like 3-nanometer chips. So it's become so small that you can fit in your body. And a lot of people say, oh my God, they're gonna make guns to robots and stuff. What about the paralyzed people? So I'm with Elon on that part. And it's connected to. So there's some concerns I can see. So how do we do? How do we do with the internet? The next age, which is coming. After all this nonsense, craziness, and when the bank fails, the central bank fails, everything, just how are we going to deal with the internet? And if Elon Musk buys Twitter, how are we going to deal with it? With the future? How are we going to interact? Are we going to have automated cars? Because that's what he's thinking. He's thinking making cars without steering wheels. It's going to be internet controlled. It's like, how does internet or no, there's an accident that just happened. What does the car know? And it will stop. And the internet only tells you the roads, what it looks like. And that is cars. What about other things? Infrastructure stuff. Are we going to have cell phones in the future? Or do we get a com badge? Like, Star Trek, you know, the AI is so powerful to the point that say, I need to call this person and it's reading your brainwave. It's like, I want to call this person and click. And there it is. And you can have a video conference with AR goggles. Glasses, sunglasses, or something. Can have instant instant compensation and video fees. Like, hey, I'm planting something here, doing this. You should check it out. That would be ideal. But with anything, there's going to be this addiction to it. How are you going to solve that thing? The addiction of not just software and hardware. And being natural. Oops. It's my SD card from my camera. Yeah, notice images I put up. I shoot them every time before I podcast. Well, a few times I didn't. So, the convenience. I still remember the old days when you used film. I had to develop the film. It would take you hours, days, to come up with something. Usually hours. You gotta have a dark room, and if you don't have one, you have to set up one with amber light and that stuff. Now just click, 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 click. But, you know, how do you tell the kids, like, make sure your first shot is the best one? They don't. I just keep taking pictures until I see the one that I like. But now they got video function, like the Sony phones or other phones. Click the shot, you can go backwards in time and like find the one that, oh, I look great on this one. It's amazing. But it also doesn't tell you the truth. Right? Does it tell? I don't know. I'm pretty confused by that. But for me, to take a picture, I have to set it up, right? I have to set up the lighting and all that stuff, and I have to set up the angles. So is it true to capture, or is being propped to the capture? And to me, it is what it is. No, the deeper end is just, what's true? What is true? It's very hard to define with internet, with technology, not just internet, everything. No, we're at the point of just, it's crossing. I mean, look at the company that's running my computer, graphics card on my computer. NVIDIA, look at what they're doing, and look at what what's that? Epic Real, let's see, Real Engine? Real Engine. Just look at Real Engine, what they got. They can meta people, you can create people out of nowhere. Now they're releasing all the stuff. I actually downloaded that again. I didn't get to the point that to make it work, because I need to say you need this computer, this high end graphics. You can barely see anything. So like, oh crap. But I did see the meta person. So it was just, and one day. I mean, we're at the point that somebody can render a 3D thing of the model I made when I took a picture of for my Fuji film. Somebody can make a 3D model that looks exactly like it, and you cannot tell the difference. We're at that point, the merging point between real thing and the fake stuff being coming up. You can still see it. It's a little fake, but it's getting to a point. You can tell the difference. From far away, you cannot tell the difference. You know, and the crazy part is like, are we in the Matrix? And somebody said that to you. Maybe we're in the Matrix. We could plug in and be like, oh, wait, wait, wait. Whoa. That's nuts. Yeah, so I don't know. And guess what? The future, very soon, we can play, or we can do that now, and play characters in movies, like Star Wars. It can be anything. But the things that you'll be interact with your whole body, right? I don't know. It's a good point and bad point. Like my thing is like AR is great for building things, learning how to do like mechanical stuff, like which we need. Like we need pilots. Right? AR will help students to learn. Well, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. You'll correct you, say this is where it is. And you kind of get an idea like, okay, conditions this, and I have to keep my mind on that. Then we train enough, you take the AR glass off, do it for real. I can see that. Like somebody driving, like don't be a jackass and back up this way. You need to, it will teach you. I think that'd be great. Or for somebody building something, building say a car engine, it will tell you, this is how you put that part in there. This is how you clean a carburetor. You break it apart. How you clean out all the engine parts. How you take out pistons. How you fix all that stuff. Clean it up. Pull it back together. Put some piston rings back. And pull it all back together. And how much strength with each bolt or screw, right? That probably help. I can see that. Like cooking. Like, how do you cook this? You chop this way. No, you're chopping wrong. You're supposed to do it this way. And point your finger in so you don't cut it off. Hey, become a chef. So there's good things and bad things. I don't know. I think just my thing is that how do we deal with the overuse, the mental health aspect? No. I mean, the one hotel, internet hotel, with the gaming hotel or something, I forgot where, I think it's Taiwan. They stop people from using at certain times. If you're there for too long, they'll send you back to your room or send you home. Because one kid died playing games for 3 days. No eating, nothing, no sleep. Yeah, you can't do that. So, but they implant all that stuff at what cost, right? A person's cost. One, maybe two, maybe three, who knows? So my thing is, how do we fix that? Do we need to fix that? Maybe we should, right? Responsibilities. Do these companies have a response? I'm sure they do, but who built the hotel? Who came up with the idea of a gaming hotel? You're not thinking that, there will be people there days. Maybe you should limit hours, how many hours you have. Or maybe after you play for 2 hours and the computer would just pause, like, hey, go get a drink, go get food, something, right? You can put the Fitbits, you can put the Apple Watch to monitor your health. But that's very intrusive to me. A little bit. I don't want somebody to tell me like that, right? I'm going to get that people. But I have a good sense to walk away from computers. Now, even after this podcast, I went over the time, but even after this podcast, I'll walk away. I'm like, I need to do something else. I'll probably continue to listen to blues, but so I don't need to look at the screen. Yeah, it just, we have something like that to think about for the next generation. No, Gen Z is not bad. They're getting it. Half of them are getting it. It's like, we don't need these devices. We need the device, but we're not going to use it at all and abuse it. So it's a good thing, I'm thinking. And the parents will start noticing that, and they're teaching kids, okay, you're going to spend more time outside. Don't come back. Going back towards that direction, which is good. I don't know what else is there. Nothing except I gotta get some water. See, like, I know why I need water and stuff, because I'm old-aged. Finally aged person that I know when I need to do something else, I'll go do it to break up my thinking, break up the nostalgic, whatever, just repetitive things. So I need to do that, and I go on and do it. Or the body say, oh, no, you need something else. You need salt. You need water. You need this. Right. I know it. But, yeah. Some kids just don't. That's where you get in trouble. Crazy. Yeah, I'm looking at Unreal Engine. They have this 3D character flying, and holy cow, I mean, it is unreal, because just how real, how far they have gone. Like, even the hair, just whoa. Little pieces. And the next generation of video cards out here is coming. It's 3 nanometer, but there's new ones out already. It's coming. Like, NVIDIA has RTX 40 series starting already. Leaked in videos. I didn't see it. I just saw the article. I'm like, oh, great, here we go. But my thing is, like, hey, if 40s comes out, I'm going to buy a 30 because it's cheaper. That's for an experience. Buying Apple stuff, too, like that. Buy used, refurbished, because refurbished need loves, too. They do. Okay, so this is it. I won't waste any more time. Have a wonderful day of this Monday. And aloha. Light bright. Well, actually, I should say mahalo. That's thank you for listening. Yeah, have a great day. April 25th, 2022. I don't know what this week's going to be like. I'm hoping it'll be great, but then I hope somebody will buy Twitter, but I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. The governor of my state said yes, supporting, well, my whole state supports spaceship adventure, so. And Texas. Texas does that too. So I don't know. Just keep in mind that don't get stuck on the blue screen. Don't get stuck on the internet for too long. If you need to communicate, just communicate. I always did the best way nowadays. Somebody text or somebody calls, say, hey, meet me at this bar. You know, we'll have a conversation. We'll meet me at this cafe. You know, we'll talk like person to person. And that's why I missed a lot. Because a lot of people just like, I just want to say this. Okay. So that's it. Have a wonderful day. Now shut up. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. See you on Wednesday. Because I'm sticking with the Monday, Wednesday, Fridays now. I need time off between podcasts. So have a great day. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.